Smith declines to discuss charge made by his former client. The Atlanta Journal, Monday, 5th October, 1914, page 16, column 1. "I know Conley too well to enter into controversy with such an expert liar," he declares. William M. Smith declined Monday to comment on the charge of his former client, Jim Conley, that he had been endeavoring to force a confession from Conley, further than to say, "I have had too much experience with Conley to enter into any controversy with such a versatile liar." Conley is said to have told Detective Starnes and Campbell, sent out to question him by Solicitor Dorsey, that Mr. Smith had been trying to make him confess. "Mr. Smith told me it was time for me to tell the truth," Conley is quoted as saying. "He used to tell me that he thought I was telling the truth all right, but now he comes out here and urges me to confess. Mr. Smith told me that they couldn't do anything with me now if I admitted killing the little girl." It is believed that Detective Starnes and Campbell are gathering all the information they can from Conley in reference to Attorney Smith's attitude recently toward his former client, and that this information will be turned over to Solicitor Dorsey. Neither the detectives nor the solicitor will discuss the result of the detective's visit to Conley. Negro not free. The intimation that a confession may have been made by Conley to his former attorney has caused much comment as to the Negro's legal status. Many authorities say that despite the fact that he has been tried as an accessory after the fact, he could still be tried for murder, but others do not agree. However, if the Negro were to change his story, he could undoubtedly be tried for perjury, which is a felony. And if Frank were to go to the gallows for the murder, the Negro on conviction on a charge of perjury could be sentenced to death under a special section of the code, according to attorneys. The Negro has been kept well posted, it is said, on the fact that he could not go unscathed, even now if he confessed to the crime for which Frank was convicted on his testimony. Attorney Smith is now preparing an analysis of the two murder notes and of Conley's statement. Mr. Smith, it is said, believes the solution of the mystery about the case lies in the notes in the Negro's statement. He has made an exhaustive study of the two phases of the case, spending months upon it, and expects within a short time to make public his conclusions. Appeal to educators. Mr. Smith has prepared a circular letter to a number of prominent educators and recognized authorities on English, asking them to express their opinion as to whether the mind of Frank or the mind of Conley conceived the murder notes. In this letter, he briefly gives the history of the case and encloses samples of the Negro statement and of Frank's statement. Attorney Leonard Haas, one of Frank's counsel, declares that should new evidence be developed through Mr. Smith's investigation of the case, it will be used before the governor and the pardoning board in the event the Supreme Court acts adversely on the two Frank motions now pending before it.